Chapter 15. Clark. Bellamy led Clark down a steep hill bordered by slender trees whose branches wove together to form a sort of archway. The silence felt ancient, as if even the wind hadn't dared to disturb the solitude of the trees for centuries.
"I'm not sure I ever thanked you for what you did for Octavia," Bellamy said, breaking the spell.
"Does this count as a thank you?" Clark teased.
"I think it's the closest you're going to get."
He shot her a sidelong look.
"I'm not the best at stuff like that."
Clark opened her mouth, but before she could launch a retort, she stumbled over a rock.
"Whoa there," Bellamy said with a laugh, grabbing Clark's hand to steady her. "And apparently you're not the best at stuff like walking."
"This isn't walking, this is hiking, something no human has done for hundreds of years, so give me a break."
"It's okay. It's all about division of labor. You keep us alive, and I'll keep you on 2 feet."
He gave her a playful squeeze, and Clark felt her face flush. She hadn't realized she was still clutching his hand.
"Thanks," she said, letting her arm fall to her side. Bellamy paused as they reached the point where the ground flattened out again.
"This way," he said, gesturing to the left.
"So, how did you end up becoming a doctor?"
Clark's eyebrows knit in confusion.
"I wanted to. Didn't you choose to?"
She trailed off, realizing, to her embarrassment, that she had no idea what Bellamy had done back on the ship. Clearly, he hadn't been a guard. He stared at her, as if trying to determine whether or not she was joking.
"It doesn't work that way on Walden," he said slowly, stepping deeper into the green-tinged shade. "If you've got a great record and you get lucky, you can become a guard. Otherwise, you just do whatever job your parents had."
Clark tried to keep the surprise from registering on her face. Of course, she knew only certain jobs were available to Waldenites, but she hadn't realized they had no choice at all.
"So what were you?"
"I was..." He pressed his lips together.
"You know what? It doesn't matter what I did back there."
"I'm sorry," Clark said quickly. "I didn't mean that..."
"It's fine."
Bellamy cut her off, taking a step forward. They continued walking, although now, the silence had an edge to it.
"Hold on," Bellamy whispered, reaching out a hand to block her path.
In one fluid motion, he pulled out one of the arrows tucked into his sling and raised his bow. His eyes fixed on a spot where the trees were so dense, it was almost impossible to distinguish the shrubs from the shadows. Then she saw it. A flash of motion, a glint of light reflected in an eye. Clark held her breath as an animal emerged, small and brown, with long tapered ears that flicked back and forth. A rabbit! She watched the creature spring forward, its tail almost twice as long as its body, twitching curiously.
Aren't rabbits supposed to have little, fluffy tails? She wondered.
But before she could remember her old notes from biology of Earth class, Clark saw Bellamy's elbow draw back, chasing every thought out of her head.